We are here today to interview a young, amazing gentleman. But here's the thing. One wise gentleman once told me that the way to a man's heart is through his tummy. Let us see what this gentleman is going to cook up for us. We're out here in Pretoria today. Let us see if Pretoria has that amazing flavor that everyone is always talking about. Arrea, boss.
Hey, how's the chef?
No, I'm good in salsa.
Sharp, my man, yeah? So, what you cooking?
No, today I'm creating my own mix, ninza e ginger zabalon sauce with a poached pear. I'm doing a dessert, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, just tell us a bit about yourself. Who are you? What business are you in?
Oh, well, mina musa kili orantlamoti. The business I'm in, it's catering and events. So, I'm actually a chef.
Oh, okay. And then, I mean, how did you get into being a chef? Are you qualified for this or?
Yes, I'm qualified for this. Actually, I went to school for this.
And then, I mean, most of your years growing up, were you cooking all the time?
Yeah, I'm cooking to pega, but lately now that I've pega, beginning Mr. Finiti, utele in. So that's how I actually decided to take this career path.
Yeah. Do you generally enjoy food?
Though? I enjoy food. I sleep food. I drink food. Everything I eat food.
I don't think you'd eat as much as me.
Try me.
But now here's the thing. I mean, you're a young guy. You're an entrepreneur. How long have you been in this business?
Well, I've been in this business for the past 4 years now. I started my business while I'm still at school, actually.
Okay.
Well, my friends say, you're at school, you want to be in catering. What? You need to do 2 years. It's fun to be born. But now, they see umvuzo akhona ukuthi yini to do 2 years.
But now, when you started the business, did you get any funding or?
Yo, there was no funding. Eh? Being in from my own pocket, can I have this? I want to do this. And then I, in the meantime, with my family and support, I do my own events from my own pocket. Feeling back to it, it's just in. So, then the boy on pega bonke, but so galil. But at the end of the day, boy cheap mal buy bigger piece with tafola. That's my funding. In a twinning line. Yeah.
So I mean, you know, you're running your catering business. I mean, what's the name of your catering business before I jump to too many questions?
It's Bold Chef and Events.
It's what?
Bold Chef.
Bold Chef. Yes. What inspired the name?
Well, I'm a chef and I feel like I'm bold. When I started this, I'm calling it bold because I'm starting this. So I said, no man, let me go with Bold Chef and Events.
So I mean, here's the thing. You know, you're a young guy. You're in the township. What are some of the challenges do you come across running a business, Ekas?
Yo, in my case, Baba. In my case, the thing is higher because I call it a sinjini. When thing na my kiki, I'll prepare for sinjini, take and go and deliver. Yabo. So, si apika pa ano nga ngani na bantu nga panibo do tao tu zamuwen zamu fanu nga ano nga ngento nga stela yon. Yabo. So, ganjalo. Si ngayon nga mara. Ngayon nga. It's growing bit by bit. Yeah.
So, I mean, when you talk about these gigs, is it events or, I mean, what are these events that you run?
Well, it's events, catering for imishato, easy for any kind of event. Bold Chef and Events does that. And we have our own private events we do as the company.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, and then, I mean, do you guys offer classes? What are some of the services that you guys offer?
Well, in the meantime, we are busy with the process of offering our classes because I've got many people who say, Chef, you want to know how to cook, please teach us how to cook. So we are still busy with our facilities and to give them certificate because I can't teach you how to cook at the end of the day. Not called, we prove with you. So we're still in the process. Probably early next year, we're running with that.
A lot of people speak of mentorship as being an important and critical thing to business development. Are you mentored by anyone who's in business?
No. Hey, I'm mentoring on TV. I'm a chef from Zimbabwe. That's how I run my business.
Oh, wait. So who's your favorite chef? Like, I mean, maybe name
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, who else?
I'll watch Gordon Ramsay the whole day.
Oh.
Yeah, we want to inspire you guys actually in the industry and how he does his intozak and how he does his iranama in my restaurant. Like.
Yeah.
That's how I see myself. When I'm watching Gordon Ramsay, I watch myself. It's me on TV.
I hear you. Yeah. That's a beautiful narration because you've got very big dreams and you're going to surpass that, we believe.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs complain about barriers to entry. Having been that, you know, there's a lot of big players that have been in the industry for years and years, and it seems like all the business is going to them. Are you experiencing this?
yeah, well, I do, but at the end of the day, the funniest thing is, yeah, experience, and then those people will come back to me and say, you want to use your services as a chef, because now both figure out, I do catering, okay, what can you do? You're benzening this in Oman. And then I'm a picker, they don't know nothing about hygiene. And then you'll come back to us, I'm a chef, and say, I need your assistant, Tuguti. How can we do this? And then that's why we get more gigs, actually.
So when I walked in, you told me a lot of French. I didn't even understand. All I heard was dessert. Do people really understand Logudlo Pegayo? I mean, in the township, because I mean, you're really coming with these, you know, these nice cuisines and these, I mean, seemingly sophisticated foods as opposed to Mangina, Nanan. I mean, do they really understand? Is the market open?
Well, for me, the market is open because of when I started. I was the first, but I was the first one who brave with saying, I want to bring this thing a gas, man. No, let me bring it a gas and start doing the private events. And with the response I get through my private events, it's good and people enjoy.
Mm. Yeah. And then, I mean, what sort of people do you attract maybe at your, what sort of market of people do you attract when you're hosting a private
event? Since I'm still in my early 20s, so it's I'm targeting mostly people my age and nabangale my 30s, yabo. On saying, let us show you which you can go to Mamelodi Eckers and have a great meal than which we are Santin.
What's your favorite dish?
My favorite dish? It's my... I've got many favorite dishes, actually. Understand? It's my broccoli and cauliflower salad.
Here's the thing about this guy. Eyokala, it's your, not someone else's.
Yeah.
So you don't like your mother's cooking? I'm kidding. Don't answer that question. What is the one thing lying in Mamelodi or anywhere they know you for?
Well, mostly I was telling you, it's the biggest stew as fun as the moon.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've got my own secret things I put inside my pots. And the other secret I could say I use, it's whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, that's true.
You understand? So, Nami, Ben Pega, and Pia Motando, whoever will receive my dishes, I receive Motando. I'm not Pia Mkwati, I'll show you, because Pia Mkwati. So, the only secret I could say is Pia Mkwati Motando.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if the question I'm going to ask ties into that, but you know, there's a lot of chefs around. There are a lot of people in the same industry as you. I mean, you've even mentioned good corner banya, what's gonna chef Marawe now bars.
Yeah, mnang bars.
What makes you different? I mean, why should I not go to maybe Kilopas Pasho or go to whatever, a franchise wherever and buy food from there? Why should I buy your food?
Well, the kind of service we give to our clients. We give a service whereby at the end of the day, now you're manga lose with okay, did I get that service there? Because Ben I got the income money. Mofi and Tuli Kota, Melingi Saleling email. DT, if we know what you're gonna, we are running a function, we're running up with someone's card. So everything is on time and we do fine dining. So it can say, you can fine dining. Back thing is we will get customer, but you'll not get fine dining. That's what Paul Chef Events does. We give people fine dining.
If I gave you 5 million rand right now, what would your business look like in the next 5 years?
Yo. I'd be by now in the next 5 years, a restaurant will be staying in Enzil, my own restaurant, the way I wanted. And I would probably my in the school of Samsung Pega, since I'm sister Rana Gashi, teaching people how to cook professionally. Yeah, that's what I'll split all up with the money. The 2.5 million will go to the school, get the best school ever. The 2.5 will be the best restaurant ever. A gas, a luxury, Naigupi.
No Swenko, no drop top.
No, he's always in circle, but it does.
Yeah. No, man, thank you very much, Chef. We cooked up a storm today. Thank you for joining us. Today's business tip is particularly about what the chef touched on, which is cooking out of nothing. And one of the bases where a lot of entrepreneurs stagnate in the growth, or rather the inception of the business, is purely out of the fact that they've got nothing to cook with. Purely because we already have made up in our minds that in order for us to be great or to develop great businesses, we need all these expensive resources all around us. But you find that we've got resources all around us that we'll be able to either recycle, redevelop, re-innovate, and grow to a whole new level. There's a famous quote that says that there's nothing new under the sun. And by that clear understanding, understanding that there's nothing new under the sun, it leaves us with this notion that we also need to do what the chef has done, innovate to a whole new level. What are you going to take away? One of the things that I'd like for you to take away from today's show is this, that you'll go back, look at your business, look at the things that you would like to have in the next 4 or 5 years, and then make a conscious decision to then say that you will then also then start to apply the resources that are easily accessible to you for the growth of your business. Because should you consistently wait, then you'll be waiting forever because the waiting will never end. But should you be in transit or should you be running consistent, then growth is inevitable and you will attract the things that you want out of your business. So cook out of nothing. I had a nice poached pear and custard. You could also cook out of nothing. Cook your engineering company out of nothing. Cook your business out of nothing. Thank you for joining us for Township Entrepreneurs. Join us yet again next week. Our details are on the screen. Join in on the social media conversation. See ya, bonga. Thank you.